Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am sharing just a little short intro here to precede the official intro for the episode, just to let you know that this episode was part of the series of the Heartwork podcast, which was a dabble for me in my manifesting generator style, which I tried out for a little bit of time in 2021. And I realized very soon, once I had sort of delved into this podcast, that actually I was really feeling called to rekindle and reconnect to Unraveling, which has been my podcast for several years, and that the work of Unraveling is not done. So I just wanted to let you know that the following episode is branded as the Heartwork podcast, but it is now coming under Unraveling. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, lovely souls. Welcome to this episode of the Heartwork podcast. It's been a little while since I recorded, and I think I've been slightly in I don't know if I want to call it a creative void, because I've been creating in other ways, but I just haven't felt the pull over the summer months to be sharing in this way. But something is really drawing me back to these conversations with others and sharing words that just need to flow through. So here I am. And one of the reasons it's taken me so long to restart and record this episode is because I've had so many thoughts in my head of things and topics I want to talk about, and yet none of them seem to concrete themselves. And so I actually just decided to just start recording today and see where this conversation takes me. So who knows? Hopefully by the end of it, it will become clear as to what I'm supposed to be sharing. But I've got little seeds and a few things that I guess I really wanted to just share what I've been learning, what I've been playing with, what I've been, what seeds have been nurtured, what seeds are growing, and just really just have a space just to express and share my words. So thank you for being here and listening. So I think where I want to start is actually a really big lesson that came up for me a couple of months ago now, maybe 6 weeks ago. And this is not really specifically around business, but as we all know, our heart work is so much more than just one container in our life. It's so many parts of us. It's all so multifaceted. And so this has had a massive impact in my business and my work, but it's also had a massive impact in my life. And I guess I've been trying to find the words to share it, because it felt like such a huge revelation for me. And maybe for others it's not, but it was just, you know, like sometimes you have to hear things in a certain way, or just words, or you're just ready to receive something. And this podcast actually was reborn from my old podcast, which was Unraveling, which is still there as an archive. But this podcast was born earlier on this year in 2021, during a period, or after a period, where I went through a really huge, huge shift in my outlook in terms of my business and my work. And actually, after I hit a real rock bottom with my anxiety, which I hadn't been in that space for so long. And to me, my anxiety is always a teacher. It's always a messenger to kind of reroute me, I suppose. There are times where it's genuine, you know, like it's a different feeling, but this felt very much like I had to get to a point where, I wasn't listening to my soul, and that was the way that it needed to get me to really listen, was to kind of floor me with this almost paralyzing sense of fear and anxiety that just surfaced so quickly, and probably was an accumulation. And, you know, in hindsight, I can see it coming, but at the time it felt like it came out of nowhere. So during this time, I kind of defaulted back to a lot of old habits that I used to go to when I used to suffer from anxiety in the same way, and panic attacks when I was in my 20s. And a lot of that was through like controlling situations and having like rituals, but not necessarily healthy rituals, more like controlling rituals that felt, that kind of caused me anxiety if I couldn't access them. And it's one of the things I think, like when you're in anxiety, it's really, it's great to have anchors, but sometimes we hold on to those anchors for a little bit too long and they then become a almost like a controlling habit. So I think it's being, it's really being aware of that when we go to those things. And fast forward a couple of months later down the line, I totally shifted my business. I guess I'm going to share this because I think we so often feel like we have to stick to a path. And this has been a real lesson for me to remember that I am here to transform, to grow, to evolve, to constantly be following the things that light me up and that spark joy and excitement to me. And I had fallen into a place of should, and I had signed up for several trainings and several kind of areas in my work, and much more in the healing space, because at the time I had felt that those were right. But actually what was happening is like when I was feeling like I'm not supposed to go in this direction anymore, and there, every part of me was saying, but you've signed up to them, Lauren, but you've paid money, but you've done this, but you've done that, but you're supposed to follow through. And I had to honor, it took a lot of courage because I was like, but what are people going to think? And I'm changing my mind again. And I found out earlier this year that I knew this already, but I really dug deep into human design and really, really understood my energy type, which is a manifesting generator, which is here to pivot and to follow those things and to move quite quickly. And I really had to learn to accept that again. It's been something I've really struggled with because the world seemed to be telling me that I was supposed to like stick to one thing and follow through. And I felt really flaky and fickle because every time I would be going down a path of something, I'd get like pulled in another direction. And then I'd have to go through this like turmoil space of, you know, but I feel like I should be following through, but actually my heart and my soul is trying to take me in another way. And then there's this like inner conflict. And that for me is where a lot of my anxiety stems from, is doing something that is not aligned with my soul. I mean, at the core of it, that is often where my anxiety stems from, doing something that is not aligned with my soul. And I recently had a session with a beautiful soul, and she held space for me to really just be and connect with my soul. And she asked the question, like, what might I be doing that's insulting to my soul? And that's really landed with me. And it's kind of something I keep coming back to. What might I be doing that's insulting to my soul? And that might be what is sparking this feeling of unease or anxiety or like questioning my decisions, because my soul knows where I'm supposed to be going. It's the my mind that takes me in different directions. So anyway, I've completely gone off on a tangent. I think this episode's going to be one of those. Maybe I'll even title it Tangents. So where I was going with this is that I fell into doing all these little habits, and one of these habits was like dropping flower essences in under my tongue, which are a beautiful thing to do. But I was in the bathroom one day. I mean, these aha moments just always, they never come in some, you know, in like a really like beautiful sacred situation. It's always like, oh, just got out of the shower, or just a random time. And I went to habitually drop these drops under my tongue to prevent fear. Like my intention was, I don't want to feel fear today. I don't want to feel anxious. I need to shut that down. I need to prevent that. I need to control my fear. So I'm going to drop these drops under my tongue. And I suddenly went, when I when I do this, when I drop these drops under my tongue and I have this intention and the energy that I'm infusing these drops with is to get rid of fear, what am I actually feeding? And I was like, I'm feeding the fear. I'm continually feeding and nourishing the fear and the anxiety and the nervousness and the that like wobbly, fragile feeling. I am completely bypassing my power and my strength and my calmness and my confidence, because by just by simply using that energy and saying like, I need to get rid of this, I'm actually feeding it. And I don't know if this is going to make sense to anyone else. I'm hoping it will. But it just really landed. I was like, when I'm taking an action in any way, whether it's choosing the food I eat, whether it's choosing what work I do, whether it's choosing what to create, what energy am I infusing it and what am I feeding by taking that action? If I am feeding fear and anxiety, what is that going to grow more of? What is that going to nourish? That's going to nourish the feelings that actually I don't really want to like align my life to. What if I changed what I was feeding? What if I changed the energy I was infusing this to one of empowerment, of strength, of confidence, of calm, of peacefulness, of love? What if I was to feed love instead of fear? And it was like this sudden realization of, oh my God, I'm like, I've been feeding the fear. And I'm not saying that fear isn't real, and I think it's there to teach us, and I think it's there to keep us safe, and I think we all experience fear in different ways. But if we're overfeeding it, what's going to happen? It's going to grow. It's going to become more dominant. What if we chose in each moment, and every moment that we can become aware of it, to feed the things we want to welcome more of into our life? What are those things? So maybe it's even something for you to think about now. Like, grab a journal, pause this, listen, and write down, like, what do I want to feed in my life? Like, what do I want to nourish? For me, I want to nourish strength and confidence and calm and a sense of groundedness and peace and creativity and love. I want to feed love. That is at the core of all of it. What I don't want to feed is the fear and the anxiety and the worries and this feeling like I'm a victim. That's what it was coming down to. Like, I was feeding, poor me, I'm a victim. I am like, this is really shit. I don't want to feel like this. Like, and I'm not negating any of that, because when you're in it, it feels like shit. I'm not going to lie. However, I had to take responsibility for myself, and I have to stand up and say, you know, like, I choose to feed love. And sometimes that is like such gentleness, and it's not to bypass the shitty feelings, it's not to bypass worries, it's not to bypass and ignore feelings of anxiety, because actually they are there to teach us. But when we become stuck in them and we keep feeding them, like, that's what's going to grow. So write it down. Write down what you want to feed and remember it and come back to it and return to it and notice. Like, I think the most transformative thing we can do for ourselves is not force ourselves into being a different person, but actually just to become aware of where our thoughts go, how we default, where we kind of tend to head towards, and can we, if that's not the place we want to be going, then can we become aware enough to notice? And it's an opportunity to be compassionate and gentle with ourselves, because we're not perfect and we will go down those routes. But if we can just catch ourselves each time, maybe just a fraction sooner, what could we then cultivate in our life? More love, more gratitude, more appreciation, more empowerment, more strength, more calm, more sense of trust. Like, what are those words? What do you want to feed? I'd really love for you to take some time and to contemplate that and write them down. Write down the words. Write down the words, because remembering that words and language and the energy we infuse into those words are potent. They are spells. They are magic. They are activations. And to be anchored into those words and to be feeding everything, like taking action to feed and nourish the things that we want to become or that we already are, but that we have maybe forgotten. Like, how can you make that a daily practice, a daily ritual? Is it sharing, writing these words down? Is it having them on your phone screen? Is it like recording yourself saying them and listening to them, almost like a meditation in the morning? It doesn't have to take long. Having one word that anchors you or one phrase, I choose. I think using those words, I choose, is such an empowering statement. What do you choose? What do you choose? What do you choose? So I'm actually going to leave that there for now. This is just a short and sweet one. I wasn't quite sure where it was taking me, but I feel like that is enough. And whether this applies to business, to life, to all areas of sacred life, I just would love for you to contemplate how you are nourishing your life. What are you nourishing? What are you feeding right now? And if it's not what you want to grow and to activate and to evolve, change it. Choose to change it. So if this resonates or lands or supports you in any way, I'd love to know. You can drop me an email, which is lauren@theheartworkstudio.com. You can find me on Instagram, at The Heartwork Studio. You can send me a message on there. I'd just love to know. And please, if this resonates and you feel like anybody needs to hear it as well, then please share, tag me. I just love knowing that these words are rippling out there and that they are supportive. So I would love to know if you listen and what you take away from it, and maybe even share some of those words with me. Share what you are nourishing. So I'm going to leave it there, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. It really, truly makes my heart happy, and I'm extremely grateful for you.